This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Václav and Lena make magic together. They're 5 years old when they meet, Russian immigrant kids growing up in the Brighton Beach section of Brooklyn. Václav is clever, quick, and eager to become American. Lena is anxious and shy. Václav learns magic tricks and performs shows in their neighborhood. Lena stands by as his assistant. She cherishes his boldness. He treasures her sweetness. They envision a lifetime together. Then one day, Lena disappears. The story of a sweet, sublime love, interrupted and regained, is at the heart of Haley Tanner's debut novel, which is getting rave reviews and offers for film rights, Václav and Lena. Haley Tanner joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk with you, Scott.
Let's talk about these characters,
Václav
and Lena. How did they ever come into your mind and heart?
Like, all fun and excellent and addictive writing, these characters just sort of popped up out of thin air and spoke to me and told me what they wanted to do. I actually almost feel like I can't take any credit for them.
Václav can't wait to be an American. Václav is an American in all
ways.
He
is an American.
He walks with a John Wayne swagger through life, doesn't he, from the age of five?
He is. And I actually... I think that probably the one of the reasons I'll never be able to leave Brooklyn is that being an immigrant and being an immigrant family and this immigrant experience is not a moment on the way to becoming a full assimilated American. It is being American. It's part of the American story, and it always has been. So Václav and Lena are not un-American or on their way to being an American. This is an absolutely American story.
I think all that struck home with me when you have a wonderful scene when Václav and Lena and Raisa, Václav's mother, go to, I guess it's Coney Island, and behold the Wonder Wheel.
Yeah, behold the Wonder Wheel. There's a moment when it's Václav and Lena's first play date together and they go to Coney Island. And they look up at the Wonder Wheel, and it's an amazing, ridiculous American moment of this true Americana that's populated by people from the entire globe.
At the heart of the story, alas, is just a very an ugly crime, a shocker of a crime that works, that figures into Lena's disappearance. I think I know where the portrayal of love comes in the novel. Where it comes from in your life and your imagination. How do you figure out a crime like this?
This is not a spoiler. This is on the first page of the novel. Lena is neglected. And the crime that happens to her later in the book is a more acute crime, and it's a more easily sensationalized crime. Mm-hmm. But I could see in Lena's personality from the moment that she stepped onto the page that she wasn't getting everything she needed at home and that she was vulnerable because she was not cared for.
Yeah.
So the crime that happens to her is far too common amongst girls like her who are neglected in this way. And many people read the book tell me that that moment is a shock. Unfortunately, statistically, it's not a shocker. She's got no one speaking for her, and she's got no one watching her.
Václav comes to speak for her.
Yes. He's her greatest advocate, and he ends up in a difficult position, and so does his mother, because they want, of course, what's best for Lena, but that ends up being a really wrenching loss for them.
Did you ever have a love like this when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I didn't have love like this. I had love like this while I was writing the novel.
Oh, this is your husband.
This is my husband. Yeah, my husband's on every single page of this book. Gavin died of stage 4 metastatic melanoma in February, which was just a couple months before this book came out. And he had been diagnosed just a couple of months before we met, so it was a presence in our lives since day one. Mm-hmm. And in the most amazing way, we enjoyed every single moment that we had together. So 2 weeks before he died, we went to Turks and Caicos, and we were kayaking and talking on the beach about what he wanted for me and what he wanted for everyone we loved. And we were able to, in some way, say goodbye to each other. I think that what most people are surprised by is that our story together is not sad, and that this book is not sad. We traveled and we laughed and enjoyed every moment of it and watched silly TV and, you know, had baking disasters and made a mess of our apartment and, you know, all of the wonderful little things, you know? Yeah. So, and that's life.
Haley Tanner, her new novel, Václav and Lena. Thanks so much for being with us, Haley.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. This was a pleasure.